Hi, I'm Yvonne Gowdy and I'm here talking today to Niall McCann. And Niall, can we start by asking what your position is, what your role is currently?
Currently, Yvonne, I'm the lead electoral advisor for UN Development Programme, which is the major implementing arm of the United Nations system to assist member states in organising credible and fair elections.
Great. Okay, so we're here, our topic today is talking about this idea of costing elections and the publication in the past that was known as CORE. But we just want to talk generally about the idea and the methods used for costing elections, figuring out the costs of elections and comparing the costs. Can you tell me a little bit about how that's been done?
The challenge here, Yvonne, that we're constantly trying to face as an international community is working with national government bodies when they present their budgets for organising elections. We've got two challenges. One is being able to compare across countries so that we can try and come up to some understanding of whether budget X for country X with that type of population, with that size of a geographical area with this number of voters, how does that relate to a country in a different context, in another continent perhaps? How do the two budgets compare? Because I think international partners need to have some degree as to whether the budgets that are presented to them by national partners are A, credible, and B, possible for partners to support. And that's one of the main reasons why we did it, or why we've been following this project. The second main reason is to actually assist the country itself come up with a credible budget. It's very, very difficult, for example, sometimes for national electoral management bodies to be able to put a price on something like the contribution of school teachers that might end up working in polling stations, or indeed, and more practically, calculate just how much it's going to cost them to subsidize sending police or the army all over the country to deliver materials, for example. So helping countries to actually put credible budgets together was the second main reason why we tried to do this type of work.
Okay, so it's really helpful for election management bodies to have to know these sorts of methods of comparing costs for elections. So can you tell me a little bit about this project itself and what it aims to do?
Well, one thing, so what we did was we hired a consultant a number of years ago, a very, very well-known colleague, Domenico Tucinardi, and we asked him to come up with a methodology, basically, that would allow all electoral costs, types of costs, to be grouped together and to put definitions on them in a way that they could be internationally understood across different borders in different contexts. So, for example, when we talk about training costs for polling staff, we have to understand exactly what are we talking about here. Are we talking about renting locations so that polling staff can be gathered and trained? Are we talking about the daily stipend that might be given to a polling officer to attend such training? Are we talking about if it is civil servants or teachers that are being lent, shall we say, to the electoral management body to actually implement the election? Is it the daily supplemental fee that the Electoral Commission might pay to the Ministry of Education? Trying to categorize these and put definitions on them that will allow different countries assign, in effect, the same understanding to when they're putting a financial figure on what they mean by, for example, training costs. That was ultimately what we wanted to do, and that's what we asked Domenico to do. So we came up with this methodology where we divided all of the main electoral costs under four different sections: voter registration costs, electoral day operations costs, voter and civic education costs, and electoral results management costs. We felt that those were the four main areas of interest for electoral management bodies all over the world, where they would want to have to be able to look and see similar costs in different countries and see how that helps them.
Oh, I see. So that's